This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Proverbs 31 asks, "A woman of valor, who can find?" In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath and read at the end of a woman's life at her funeral. It's the ultimate praise for any woman. Here's Yael Eckstein with more on what Proverbs 31 has to teach us.
A woman of valor doesn't have it very easy, but her life is a meaningful and satisfying one. Toward the end of Proverbs 31, we read, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. And her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, they all praise her." As opposed to the deeply flawed sentiment that a woman's worth is determined by her appearance, the biblical praise of a woman reminds us that charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman's true beauty can't be grasped by her exterior, but rather from her character inside. Her physical beauty may wane, but her good deeds will resonate for generations to come. Our hope is that this passage inspires you to celebrate and praise the amazing women in your life, be it a sister, a mother, a grandmother, a daughter, aunt, or friend. We can recognize the unique character traits that make each woman a woman of valor in her own right. We honor all of the women in our lives today and seek to learn from the biblical women who are models of valor for us now, even today.
If you would like to learn more about what it means to be a woman of valor, visit holylandmoments.ca to download a free copy of the Fellowship's newest devotional. That's holylandmoments.ca.